Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Best of Shem HSP number 11. That's highly sensitive people. Share number 11. We're briefly going to talk a little more about some characteristics of HSPs and empathetic people called empaths. And then we're going to go through 10, approximately 10, fundamental characteristics of such empaths. So again, we have the issue, HSPs, of being over-aroused, overstimulated, which could create changes in our bodies too, whether it's muscle, tension, hunger, thirst, sexual feelings, pain, memories, fantasies, thoughts, plans that are overloaded, that we feel overwhelmed by. And that arousal is not an actual fear. It's just physical symptoms that could appear as blushing or trembling or heart pounding or foggy thinking or the stomach churning or tense muscles and things like that. The traits that make a HSP unique is they are better at spotting errors and avoiding making mistakes. They're able to concentrate deeply, but again, they do this in areas where they're not distracted. They are able to have certain powerful memory concepts. But we are affected more by stimulants like caffeine. We're more right-brained, which means we're less linear, more creative, more sensitive to things in the ear, more hay fever, more skin rashes, generally speaking. And it's important also to understand how culture plays into the way we are. For example, in Japan, Sweden, and China, these HSP characteristics are more valued. They're more valued. While in America, the competitive culture, the go get what you need to get goes against that concept. We do have foresight that other people don't have. We could fill an advisor role when we're healthy very, very well. And important part also that Elaine Aaron talks about, which we're going to get deeper into her book, Be'ez Hashem in Future Shiurim, is the importance of reframing, which is one of the tools of healings for HSPs. Whether a change is a loss or whether it's a neutral change, meaning it's just a big change but doesn't affect you in a real personal way, or it's a good change, to think about how you would view the change in the past, how you always viewed it in the past, how you could create a difference in the shift of perspective now, understand your body's automatic response to it, and the tools that we're going to learn on how to go about adjusting and changing this. So now we're going to go to 10 aspects or 10 reasons or a good few reasons, it may not be exactly 10, of why most people have difficulty handling HSPs, highly sensitive people, or empaths. Number one is they're always told, often told, that they're too sensitive, they're too emotional, they have thin skin, they have to develop thicker skin, or very often it simply stops speaking your mind. They tend to speak their mind, and it irks the people that are listening. And one has to realize if they're healthy. Again, empaths have to learn through these shiurim, frankly, which is based on research on how to go about to become their healthiest self. Because highly sensitive people and empaths who have extreme empathy tend to fall into different traps that these shiurim are very important to make sure they don't fall into and to learn the skills not to fall into those things. But yes, they have to learn that, but there's nothing inherently wrong with an HSP or an empath. It's a gift. Hashem put you on this world to use it as a gift. Don't view it as a curse, chas v'shalom. It could sometimes be a burden, but it's not a klala. It's a bracha. It's a bracha. There's a lot right with you. Whatever is a challenge, we work on the challenge. Empaths and HSPs are susceptible to being a target of manipulative sociopaths or narcissists. And we have to protect ourselves from that. But there's inherently nothing wrong. And once we learn how to do that, it is the most healthiest, true, authentic self that you are expressing that needs to be valued and cherished. We're often told also that people that we ask too many questions, because we challenge the people that are less empathetic. We challenge the people, and we're naturally curious about the way they behave, and we basically address things openly about that to other people, and they're not ready to hear it often. And that's why it's so important to be moderate, act in moderation in your wording when you are speaking to other people that have less of that sensitive nature. Another aspect that's a mila about empaths that are healthy is that they are honest. In a way, they're honest to a fault. They're like an open book. And therefore, it's healthy and crucially important that they remain surrounded by healthy, good people that align with your truth. Part of it is, again, that there's no toxic secrets, no double life. An empath can't, a sensitive person can't afford to have a split personality where different parts of their lives are hidden from them. They need to have one open life clearly, and that saves them a lot of agmas nefesh. They know what they want. As long as empath or HSP remove themselves from the unhealthy codependency, which we're going to talk about how to remove themselves, and unhealthy confusion, that calls for clarity, that calls for loving yourself, and then you actually know what you need to do and where you need to go. Another characteristic of a highly sensitive person and empath is they want an empathetic partner in life. They desire to have a husband or a wife that's empathetic and caring. And this is not just a romantic relationship or a husband-wife relationship, but even as friends, you want the empathy there. They cannot handle superficial nonsense. They need actual, real relationships. And a lot of empaths, a lot of HSPs, lost a lot of friends along the way because they couldn't handle their intensely direct approach of wanting to connect in an empathetic way. They can't handle, oh, let's talk about the weather, things like that. They go straight to it, and it overwhelms the other person. They don't know how to handle it that well. That's why an empath needs to learn to sort of balance this in a healthy way. Another thing that people are uncomfortable with HSPs and empaths about is they see straight through you. No baloney. Straight like a mirror. They may not let on that they know everything that they know, but the other person senses it and they can't handle it. They are very fearful. It may seem that they're self-confident, these people who run away from empaths and HSPs, but in truth, it's fear and insecurity that is being triggered by us HSPs or empaths, because we pick up on the phoniness or the layers of nonsense behind it, and they know that we know this, and it frightens them or makes them insecure, and they run away. Curious for feedback, if you have it, either email me or WhatsApp me, of how many friends, if this all, these shiurim up to this point, explain clearly what you're like as a highly sensitive person, then you will have clearly in your life experiences where people, friends, dropped you like a hotcake. They separated from you because they couldn't handle your truth. I'm curious how many people have experienced something like that. Another thing is that the maila about a highly sensitive person or empath is they keep promises. They have a high standard in being loyal. And here is the most important, difficult mida with an HSP and an empath, but it's just reality, is we're extremely intense people. And that scares people. We don't need to apologize for it. We do need to work on removing from ourselves codependent, unhealthy behaviors. That goes without saying. But we need to not be afraid of it. Not to be afraid of our intensity. We should know how to channel it, but we embrace it. But a lot of people can't handle HSPs because they are too intense. They're accused of being too moody or too this, too that, but it's just too intense for them. But we do not apologize for this. We just need to direct it in a healthy way. HSPs or empaths are courageous. They do things despite fear because it's an important thing to do. And they are also extremely independent, which is a mila, but sometimes it shuts them down. And it's not a healthy thing to shut anything down. So these are a few examples of what high empathy is and how to deal with it. Again, it's 15% of the population, roughly. And we mentioned how introversion, very often it comes into the form of introversion, but 30% of highly sensitive people, empaths, are indeed socially extroverted. So words like inhibited or anxious and shy may not actually fit. But the bottom line is they do have a more delicate nervous system. Because why? Because HSPs or empaths register more nuances. And as they go deeper in the world, they have more nuances. And they understand things, but and they get overstimulated, though, because of it. What happens very often is they are so flooded with information that comes their way that they have no space in their head for other information. And they need to pull away because they get overstimulated and they get overwhelmed. And if, as empaths and HSPs are delicate souls, we reach our limit and then we tend to withdraw because we can't handle anything more than that. And that's okay. We don't have to. And we put up healthy walls to not allow ourselves to get overly stimulated in any negative way. The problem is our overstimulation is our own undoing very often, meaning that we suffer very much from the limitations of being highly sensitive. We have a hard time keeping it up. And our delicate nervous systems often force us to withdraw from things we enjoy, to withdraw from things we really need to do, that enables us to experience joy. If we're highly sensitive, that means it's difficult to distract yourself from the unpleasant sounds or sights or scents that you are experiencing. And it's very important to try to work on balancing that. Some highly sensitive people are very affected by cold weather or by extreme warm weather. Or if they go to a hairdresser or in other places where other people are around, they get nervous. Or to go to cafes that have loud music can make them nervous. And actually, to go to cafes like these bookstores, to go to these tables and sit there and write and read, that's something that actually HSP would be good for them to do. This is a common feeling by HSPs where they say, for example, I often get really frustrated with myself because I'm so difficult to please and I wish I could let things affect me less like other people do. Because the bottom line is being highly sensitive, it's very hard for us to take things lightly. So our threshold for pain is lower. And we suffer more than others when our surroundings are difficult for us. We're easily affected by the moods of other people. And that's very important to learn how not to allow it to affect you in a negative way. A lot of HSPs tend to be conscientious and feel responsible for the entire world. One lady, she was 57 years old when she said it. She said that when I sensed my mother's unhappiness, I did everything I could to avoid being a nuisance. I thought a lot about how I could make her feel better and how to make her life better. One day I decided to smile at everyone I met. I imagined that other people would then, you know, recognize it. But the idea is, when you experience unease or tension around you, you want to change things for the better. But the important thing is not to take responsibility for other people unless they want to be helped as well. Otherwise, we'll get very, very drained by wanting to help them. Highly sensitive people do not want to cause other people pain or discomfort. They work very hard to make sure that doesn't happen. Then I could recommend you to review this shir very carefully because it has a lot of fundamental important concepts in them. Bracha and Hatzlacha.